Hey everybody, welcome to God Still Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Leon Depria.
We are going to get into how do you identify poisonous people, toxic people around you, and how to get rid of them. How to identify toxic people and get rid of them. So this morning's broadcast is so important. The podcast is so important. So I want to ask you to give your full attention, whether you are on your way to work, whether you're already at work, at home, whenever you're listening to this. I want to ask you to give your full attention. I know this is going to bless you. And it's something that I share with a lot of people, is what I'm going to be sharing with you now, how to avoid a certain type of toxic people and get them out of your life, how to identify them and remove them. So welcome to everybody that is on. Welcome to everybody that is watching. We have hundreds of listeners, sometimes over 1,000 a day on our podcast. And I want to ask you a favor to share this podcast, this broadcast shop, share it with somebody, like it, comment, review if you can, rate the podcast if you can, drop a comment. I read all the comments and I do my best to answer all the comments. So, listen to this. I want us to get into toxic people. But I'm going to speak about one area of toxic people, and that is contentious people. Avoiding the danger of contentious people. You see, number one, contentious people often destroy the momentum, bonding, and synergy that unity creates. I'm going to say it again. Contentious people destroy the momentum. They destroy the momentum, the bonding, and synergy. Those who work in synergy are creating. Contentious people are very dangerous. You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter number 16, verse 17, and in 2 Timothy 2, verse 24, Paul gives Timothy incredible instruction. He says, mark them which cause division among you and offenses. Avoid them. Mark them which causes divisions among you and avoid them. The second thing contentious people do, let me give you this. Contentious people nullify the law of agreement, which is the greatest law on this earth. The law of agreement. The Bible says, where two or more are gathered in my name, I am there. Where two or three are gathered upon or agree upon a thing, so it shall be done. In fact, it goes further. It says, where two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up the fellow. But woe unto him that is alone when he falls, for he has no other to help him. That's Ecclesiastes. That is why when contentious people, you cannot walk in unity or agreement with them. You know, the true character of a contentious person is rarely revealed until you rebuke them. I'm going to say that again. The true character of a contentious person is rarely revealed until you rebuke them. Until that moment of a rebuke, a contentious person will hide under a mask. But when you rebuke them, they will manifest, they will come out, and they will show their true selves. It says, if a scorner and a fool, he will hate you. If he is a wise person simply needing correction, he will love you. That's Proverbs 9, verse 8. You know, just paraphrasing it there, Proverbs 9, verse 8. The scripture says, reprove not a scorner, lest he hates you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. You know, you can be a success in almost every area, except with a contentious person. Let me have it like this. If you want your business to be successful, fire contentious people. Because it is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. Proverbs 25 verse 24 speaking about contentious people. You know, contentious people like to gossip. We are by the fifth sign, I believe, fifth reason, or what a contentious people is about. And this morning's broadcast is identifying toxic people and how to avoid them. Contentious people gossip about others. Proverbs 26 verse 17 says, "He that passeth by and meddleth with the strife belongs not to him, is like one that takes a dog by the ears." You know, taking a dog by an ear, it will bite you. He says, when we are passing on gossip and strife and meddle in strife, we are like one who takes a dog by an ear. You're about to set up your death. You've just signed your death contract. Contentious people. You know, a contentious person is always the door for Satan to launch every work in your ministry. Contentious people is always the door for Satan to launch every work in your ministry. James 3 verse 16 says, "For where envying and strife is, there is confusion." But then it goes further, it says, "And every evil work." I know in ministry, when we find contentious people, we immediately remove them from leadership, or we mark them, we watch them, but usually it's not long. Then they leave or they feel very uncomfortable. Contentious people never walk in wisdom, and you can be sure on that. You know, they never walk in wisdom. A contentious person, attitude is contagious. A contentious person's attitude is contagious. You have one gossiper in your staff, or in your Christian group, or in your church, or in your friends. One gossiper, one slanderer, one person that's contentious. You will begin to find three or four very soon next to him. They contagious. They draw others that are also gossipers to them. You know, I want to close off with one. Any contentious person who refuses to change must be removed. Must be removed. Now we see how Paul instructed Timothy to say, mark them and avoid them. Proverbs 26 verse 20 says these words, "Where no wood is, there's a fire goes out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth." Remove the gossiper. "As coals are to burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to a kindled strife. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly." You see, that is anyway very bad. The innermost parts of the belly, the words of a talebearer, that is very powerful, because it means that the words of a talebearer damages the spirit of a person. God takes talebearing, gossiping, and slandering very serious, if not more serious than some other sins. It doesn't destroy the person itself. It destroys the person they speak about, and it enters right into their spirit. I want to encourage you this morning, do not be a contentious person. Whatever you can do, do not be a contentious person. How to identify toxic people? I just told you, if they have those signs in their lives, they are toxic. And then how to remove them? Well, mark them and avoid them. You know, mark them and avoid them. So how do we mark them? How do we avoid them? You know, let me give you an example. When I'm in the church and we find out there's a gossiper and somebody causing trouble, I will go to my leaders. I'll say, listen, this is the person's name. This is what they are doing. Let's mark them and watch them. That's entirely biblical. Fully biblical. I know so many people and pastors and even churches and believers take offense when I tell them this. It's because it is painful for them. They don't want to understand the truth, but the Bible says, mark those who cause divisions among you and avoid them. So we mark them to see if they are changing or not. If they're not changing, then I simply go up to them and I ask them if they can leave our place of worship and go find themselves another church. Very simple. What does the Bible say? Mark them and avoid them. You will remove problems out of your life when you remove a contentious person. You will remove poverty out of your life when you remove a contentious person. You will remove unnecessary drama out of your life when you remove a contentious person. You will no longer be burnt out or tired when you remove a contentious person. You see, your church will begin to grow when you remove a contentious person. So I want to encourage you today, identify contentious people in your life, toxic people, mark them and avoid them. You are a sum total of your friends, or your friends are a sum total of you, either or. Okay, and your friends is where you will be in the future. always consider that birds of a feather flock together. I hope you enjoyed this broadcast, this podcast this morning on how to identify toxic people and avoid them. You know, if you enjoyed it, share it with somebody. Like this podcast, follow us, comment. If you're on Podbean, drop a comment. I'll read all the comments. Like it, share it, rate it, review it, please. If you can, with the other podcast platforms, share it on Facebook, share it with your friends. I read every comment. And let me know, which country are you watching from? Just type in, or country and city. Type in California, USA, Georgia, Statsboro, USA, or Johannesburg, South Africa. You know, then we can know, where you are watching from. I'm interested to see where our audience, I know our audience is going all over, but I'm interested to hear from you. God bless you.